I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. As Connecticut continues to deal with the consequences of opioid abuse, a new survey says most people prescribed painkillers get more than they need, and many are saving those pills for later use. Aline Kennedy Hendricks says she's concerned about the amount of opioids lying around in homes. She's an assistant scientist at Johns Hopkins.
Providers know how powerful opioid medications are, but it might not be obvious to patients that having really powerful opioid medications in the home, particularly if there are children around, might be risky. If they're not using it anymore, it makes sense to get rid of it.
Kennedy Hendricks is co-author of a new survey looking at the storage and disposal of opioid prescriptions.
And we found that around 60% said that they had or expected to have leftover opioid medication, and the majority of those who had leftover opioid medication had kept it for future use.
The survey, which appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association, also found when getting an opioid prescription, nearly half of patients received no information on safe storage and proper disposal of the drugs. In Connecticut, prescription drug take-back programs have been expanding in recent months. In April, state police added anonymous, no-questions-asked drug collection drop boxes at all of their barracks. More than 60 other drop boxes are available at municipal police departments across Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.